Welcome this morning to Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the family-owned Duluth Grill. Well, yesterday we had a conversation with our longtime host of Tips for Hardy Gardeners, Master Gardener Tom Casper, and we were talking about, you know, slacker gardening and a little bit of gentle raking to take off the snow mold and the leaves. But at Glensheen, man, the gardening doesn't stop, and they will make everybody feel like slackers. Emily Ford is the head gardener at the Glensheen Estate, and she joins us this morning. You've already been working on harvesting honey with your bees. I didn't know Glensheen had bees. Tell us more.
Yeah, absolutely. So actually, last year we got them, and I didn't actually have any processing equipment. And bees create honey for themselves to actually eat over the winter time, which is really nice. It's how they survive through our long and cold Minnesota winters. And my bees didn't survive this year, which was unfortunate.
Oh,
both my hives didn't make it.
Oh no!
But their honey does keep over the winter time, and you can keep it for years and years without actually canning it the way that you can it. So I spun it out this year, and we got to taste test it, and it was so delicious.
Oh well, better luck with the bees. Do you have any idea what happened?
It was a cold winter. It was a wet year last year.
Nasty.
It was a long winter. I mean, I didn't have very many bees. I didn't have very many much food going into the winter time. So we'll try again this year.
Okay. Oh well. Good luck with that. That's really exciting. I didn't know lots of things that I don't know. I didn't know Glensheen was tapping maple trees either.
Absolutely. So since this spring was kind of slow, I got a little bored when I got back to work. And so I was thinking around and I'm like, what else can I do here? And they're like, we have maple trees. Let's try tapping them this year. And they were amazing. I mean, they even when it was, you know, sub-freezing outside, the sap was still flowing. And most of the time the sap doesn't flow. It's pretty slow. But I would tap them and it just come pouring out. And so we got about 80 gallons of sap, of course, off of the trees, and it also tasted amazing as well. So
well, and of course, you've got to get a lot of sap to get like a gallon of maple syrup. You've got to boil it and boil it and boil it and boil it. But still,
yeah,
that's pretty amazing. Yeah. So basically, Glensheen's all about candy.
I hope so.
It's all about honey. It's all about maple syrup. That's fantastic.
Okay if that's the new mantra. Yeah,
oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I'm just thinking about, you know, Glensheen honey, Glensheen brand honey, you know, maybe, and Glensheen brand maple syrup candy.
Yeah.
That's what you need to focus on.
Okay.
So
noted. We're done with gardening. Maple syrup only.
We're doing
candy specifically.
We're doing candy. I like it. There just can never be too many sweets in my world. Little coffee plants. That's another thing that we need to start growing in greenhouses around here. Tom Casper was talking about how, you know, it's a really good time to start doing some kind of maintenance and pruning and that sort of thing. And then, of course, Tara Smith's going, look for squirrel nests and wait if you can, if at all possible. But you're going to have to wait a little bit before you can start putting plants in. Does Glensheen have plants like in a greenhouse that you get started early, or how does that work?
Right. So actually, no, unless there are hardy perennials that keep over winter in the ground, I actually source mine from Tom Casper. A lot of my stuff comes from Tom Casper, which is actually excellent. He grows great stuff. But I do purchase new plants every year if they're going to be annuals or not hardy perennials, if you
right.
will. But I like to source them as local as I can, or we source them from the cities as well. Hopefully one day we'll have greenhouses again. There were greenhouses a long, long time ago.
Really?
Historically, yeah. So hopefully they'll come back around again. But for now, I will just source them from other great gardeners around town.
Yeah. Where were they located? Do you know?
Yeah, they were actually right. So if you come to Glensheen and you see the gardener's cottage, they were lined up right behind the gardener's cottage before. And they were these beautiful glass. There were three of them. Huge greenhouses for tropical plants, for roses, for carnations. I mean, I wish I could have been alive back then to see it.
Wow. Is it kind of like, so it was maybe close to where the parking lot is now?
Nope, right behind. They were actually attached to the gardener's cottage.
Oh,
so
really?
If you're looking at the gardener's cottage, the backside where a lot of my staff works, you can see the old outline of the greenhouse, how it used to attach to the brick.
Oh.
So sneak on back there and ask a couple questions and you'll be able to see it.
So if you had greenhouses again, could you put the bees in the greenhouses over the winter?
That's a good question. Some people do bring their bees indoors in a semi-insulated or insulated area.
It's like that is sort of indoors.
Yep,
yeah.
It is very possible, absolutely.
And so that might help them.
It could be the case. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Minnesota winters are something else.
Yeah.
Especially right on the lake.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, are you from here? So this is like, oh, old hat to you? Or
I am from the Twin Cities originally. I spent a lot of time in northern Minnesota. I moved to Duluth about 3 years ago. And okay. I know our winters are long, but I wouldn't give them up for anything. So.
Yeah. Well, it's a little bit different up here. I'm a southern Minnesota girl myself. And, you know, I remember where April was spring. And I think fondly about those days. And Yeah. Okay. So what else are you working on at Glen Sheen right now? Lots of exciting stuff, it sounds like. And you sound like a person who's not just going to sit and go, oh, I guess I'll put my feet up and read a gardening magazine. You want to get out there and do it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I love always having new things to do. And the really sweet part about my job is that there's so much space to do that and be creative. And they allow me to be creative with my job. This year, I'm really focusing on our shrubs and focusing on getting specific types of roses in this year. Finally opened up my rose garden yesterday, get a little bit more sunlight in, which was amazing. And so now we're going to have a few more University of Minnesota bred roses coming in. The Northern Accents versions of roses. So it's the Sven and Oli and Lena and Sigrid.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, of course, the stories from up here. So we'll have those roses and hopefully they'll be beautiful this year.
When you say you opened up the rose garden, what did you have to do? Because I know that the rose garden's been, you know, they tip the roses and that over the winter. So what did you have to do?
Yeah, so it's funny. I removed a few trees, specifically the ash trees, especially since the emerald ash borer is coming through. It's coming up here, so I'm not too worried about keeping those ones up. But it was blocking the late afternoon sunlight.
Oh, sure.
And roses generally like full sun, and they were getting no sun due to that tree.
So
now it's nice and open. And that's a tree that's, I believe, is okay to take down because of this disease or this insect is coming through, and we'll plant something new. They're a little bit shorter, keeping that bank nice and stable, but also allowing the roses to grow and be beautiful.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So lots of stuff hopping out at Glen Sheen. So if you're the kind of gardener that just wants to, you know, if you're, you know, I'll rake a little bit and I'm done, or if you really want to get inspired about things you could be doing, it sounds like toddle down to Glen Sheen and you go, hey, is Emily around?
Absolutely.
Emily, thanks so much for coming in this morning. What fun to have you in the studios. Thanks a million.
Thank you.
Emily Ford is the head gardener at Glen Sheen. I hope we have the opportunity to talk with her again soon about all of the exciting innovations out there on the property. Green Visions on KUMD is made possible in part by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items, and Heritage Window and Door, the Twin Port supplier for Renewal by Anderson Windows and Doors.